Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Called for such a time as this. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about the times in which we live and how each one of you have a mission. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this. Matt, let's begin by looking at Moses. Moses was miraculously saved when he was born during a time when Pharaoh wanted to kill all the children and told the birth mothers that they had to kill the children. Moses' mom put him in the basket. He was found by Pharaoh's daughter. And then Pharaoh's daughter, amazingly, ended up reaching out to Moses' mom to nurse him. Only God could have orchestrated that. And then when Moses was called, as he grew up, he tried to do things in his own power. He killed an Egyptian, and that's not what God wanted him to do. He was acting in his own power, so he had to go into the wilderness for 40 years to learn how to be submissive and understand God's will. But when he comes back, he sees all these amazing things. He sees, you know, the burning bush. He sees all the miracles of the rod turning to a serpent, the hand becoming leprous, and then going back to being normal again. And he comes up with excuses. I can't speak. No one's going to believe me. What's your name if they ask me? Lord, just send someone else.
Yeah, well, you know, we all have a little bit of Moses in us, I think. And we think of these biblical figures like David and Moses, and we think of them as almost suprahuman, almost angelic in a way. We forget that they were just human. They were just people. And Moses had all the same insecurities that other people had. He said, I'm not an eloquent speaker. I can't speak. God said, no, you need to do what I'm telling you to do. I'm going to give you the words. Isn't that true for all of us? I mean, if we are called to something, and we are called to be a voice for truth and as salt and light in our culture, aren't we to rely on God to equip us for these things?
We are. And, you know, Moses ultimately became the liberator of the people of Israel. And so we look at him from that perspective. We don't look at him as to how he got to that point. But it took a long time for him to get to that point where he ultimately was in God's will and lived beyond his possible thinking to the impossible realm. You know, today, each one of us are called by God for a special mission, for a special time such as this. And in American history, it's the worst that we've ever had in our American history. And I use that word to make sure that it's distinctive and different from Judeo-Christian history. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But in American history, we've had abortion, but we've never been forced to fund abortion until now.
Yeah.
Matt, we're forced to fund abortion through the Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Not just the Hobby Lobby case, but nonprofit ministries, Little Sisters of the Poor. They're forcing them to fund abortion, to participate in the Holocaust. And individuals, because you've got the individual mandate as well, that if you're in a plan that covers abortion, you have to pay an extra premium to cover the abortion in addition to your premium. And that extra monthly fee goes into a fund that only has one purpose, and that's for abortion.
Yeah, yeah. This is the most oppressive time in terms of religious liberty in the United States, and Obamacare is at the forefront.
It is, and so now we're being forced. And for 40 years, we had abortion. And the tragedy, you could drive by an abortion clinic and not even blink an eye. You could ignore the news. You could ignore all the information. But now you're being forced, understand this, forced to participate in genocide. Even in Nazi Germany or any other country, the government participated in genocide, but the individuals, the citizens, weren't forced to participate in it.
To participate.
They were pushed to the sides while the government did the dirty work, or they were conscripted into the army, but the people were not forced to push people into the gas chamber, pull the trigger. But now you're being forced to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
You're being forced to participate in a genocide. That's different than anything before.
With our taxpayer dollars, by funding it. We are complicit in abortion homicide under penalty of law.
That's different than anything we've had in American history. Another thing that's different is redefining God's natural created order of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. There are consequences to that. In all of world history, that experiment has only been 14 years, started in the Netherlands in 2000, and only 10 years in America, started in Massachusetts in 2004. All of world history, no government sanctioned same-sex marriage. They had different kinds of liberal, immoral policies, but they never sanctioned same-sex marriage. So in all of world history, we're only 14 years worldwide into this experiment, and only 10 years in America. But not only does this have a damaging effect on families and marriage, but it has a devastating effect on religious liberty. Like in Massachusetts, where Catholic Charities was told you can't engage in adoptions unless you put children in homes with same-sex households, so they stopped their adoptions. Or a photographer in New Mexico can't do weddings unless they photograph same-sex unions. Or when Chick-fil-A's head says, I believe in marriage as a man and woman, and the mayor of Chicago says, well, then you can't have a Chick-fil-A in my city. Or when colleges and universities say, because you believe in marriage as a man and woman, you can't have a Chick-fil-A on the college campus.
And don't think you're insulated just because you're not a religious organization like Catholic Charities. We're seeing individuals, Jack Phillips, we're seeing the florists, the bakers, the photographers, as you mentioned, the innkeepers, you know, Liberty, the farm, that where they will rent their family home to use for dressing, for weddings, and so forth. They said, well, we're Christians. We cannot have host a so-called same-sex wedding, fined $13,000 and forced to go through, thought control training from the state of New York. So individuals, everyone is going to have to make a decision to either obey the laws of God or obey the laws of man, and this is unprecedented.
Yeah, this is unprecedented where you're being forced to participate in a Romans 1 platform. And Romans 1 says that when you reject God as the creator or worship the created thing, God gives you up to a reprobate mind. And one of the consequences of that is people turn towards the same sex for sexual activity and pleasure. We're being forced to participate to affirm it. It's not that it just happens and you coexist with it. You're being forced to affirm it as natural and good. I mean, that's never happened before. We're being forced to participate in a genocide, forced to affirm same-sex unions as good and natural, homosexuality as good and natural. And that has direct consequences to many aspects. Marriage has a unitive, a procreative, and a spiritual component to it between a man and a woman. We don't have time to go into all of the description as to why, but those are three unique situations that marriage has within the scriptures: unitive, two into one; procreative, creating an image of God, another human being in the image of God; and spiritual, Ephesians, the relationship with Christ and his church. It has a devastating effect on children when you deconstruct marriage, and now we're being forced to participate in it. And then, of course, worldwide, we see Christians losing their lives, being slaughtered, little children having their heads cut off, and the church is silent in the midst of all of that. But we're living, Matt, at unprecedented times in American history. But when we look at Judeo-Christian history, it's not unprecedented. You know, we started off with Moses, and Moses lived at unprecedented times where the people were being dehumanized, slaughtered. They were dying under the yoke of Pharaoh, and God raised up Moses, a frail individual, and now instead of the end of the Israelite people, we celebrate Passover. And like the king of Persia with Esther, called to the kingdom for such a time as this, where a day was actually set aside in which they were going to be killed. A decree was issued that cannot be changed. Gallows were actually constructed to hang Mordecai. And instead, Haman was hanged on the gallows that he created. And instead of the Jews being annihilated, today we celebrate the Feast of Purim. And Jesus himself, born during the time of the maniacal King Herod, and instead of the end of the Messiah, the young boy being killed, today we celebrate Christmas. And when Jesus went to the tomb, and Satan no doubt danced on his grave, thinking that the Messiah, the Lord, was in the tomb, in his domain, 3 days later he rose again, and today we celebrate Easter. Worst things have happened in Judeo-Christian history. God is the God of the impossible. But like Moses, he's looking for individuals, you and I, who are all called for a mission for such a time as this. God is looking for you to stand up for him at this time. And when you stand up, God will do amazing things with an individual, a frail individual who simply says, I may not be able to speak. They may not believe me. I'm afraid. Help me to get out of my comfort zone to do something. God will use you. So instead of being intimidated by the times in which we live in, instead of seeing all the adversity and all the negativity, which there's much, rejoice that God birthed you for such a time as this, because God has called you for this moment in history. to be someone who will be salt and light, to be an individual, a frail individual, human being, no matter your age or your gender, to be someone who God will ultimately raise up for such a time as this. In the face of adversity, God is a God of irony, and God will do amazing, miraculous things above what you can imagine, ask, or think. Go to lc.org, that's lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel and support this ministry.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.